Welcome to room 4216. I'm so glad you've come.
Hi.
Well, hi, Celia. Come on in.
Ow! Ow!
Oh, are you okay?
It hurts.
What happened?
I ran into a chair.
I'd say you did.
I don't know whether to be angry with myself or you for this one.
Why?
Well,
what did I ever do?
You didn't tell me the chair was there in the first place.
Oh, that's right. We had things rearranged. Well, here, come on in. Come on in. Let's go sit down.
Okay.
You sure you're okay?
Yeah, shin hurts a bit, but I just wish I'd known that chair was there, you know? I've got to admit, yeah, I'm a little bit exasperated.
I forgot that it was out because of the activity we had last week, and it's one of those things. Sometimes I forget about what happens or not, and then sometimes I think you can do just fine and then not. And this is what my wife says to me, too. How much do I tell you? How much do I don't? And how much do you tell a person who's leading you?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, I know this house pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when obstacles are put in my path that that I get messed up, you know?
So when you go with a new person who's leading you, do you give them any specific directions?
Well, yeah, I tell them to stop at steps and to kind of put their arm back kind of behind them when I'm
Do you ever say, "Hey, and don't lead me into a tree?"
Yes, I have said that before. And I've been led into trees and walls.
You've been in
and
that tree. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird saying that, because isn't that the whole purpose of being led, is so you aren't run into a tree? And yet, sometimes I find it's my own mistake as well.
Mm.
Which is kind of moving us into the Lord's Prayer with the next petition or request.
And lead us not into temptation.
I know some people go, I can't pray that. I mean, is God going to lead me into temptation? Is he always leading me into temptation? No, it's not what it really means.
So what does this mean?
I think to answer your question, a good place to start is with Martin Luther and what he wrote in the Catechism on that very question.
And lead us not into temptation. What does this mean? God tempts no one. We pray in this petition that God would guard and keep us, so that the devil, the world, and our sinful nature may not deceive us or mislead us into false belief, despair, and other shame and vice. Although we are attacked by these things, we pray that we may finally overcome them and win the victory. So we're praying, lead us not into temptation. Are you sure, absolutely sure, based on this passage, that God is not tempting us?
You know, it almost does sound that way at first glance, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Well, we do believe that the Bible was written by God.
Yes.
Guided and by the Holy Spirit, and men wrote it down.
Right.
Well, there's another verse that talks about temptation also. And I'm going to that first before I come right back to your question and this verse about lead us not into temptation. From James chapter 1, verse 13. I believe we actually looked at this earlier in room 4216. James wrote, "No one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But when you're tempted, you are lured and enticed. And he goes on then. So the Bible is clear. God is not tempted by evil, and he does not tempt with evil. And therefore, coming now to your question, we're not praying, lead us not into temptation, like God can lead us into temptation. But what it's saying is our normal life, whether God's with us or not, there are temptations. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I would, of course.
All the time. Whether it's food or...
gossip,
yeah,
or...
the latest, greatest, newest gadget gizmo. Mm-hmm. We're tempted by so many things. We live in a life filled with temptations. So we're praying, lead us, not into these things. We want God to lead us. Basically, we're saying, God, lead me. Because I'm living in a world of temptation, but don't lead me there. Lead me somewhere else. Not in this world. Lead me home to you. Lead me in your ways. Even though it doesn't come right out and say it, it's one of these backhanded ways that sometimes people of old would say it because it's obvious. Duh. God doesn't tempt.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a backhanded statement of where he's leading. Not in temptation, but as you quoted, paths of righteousness. Now, there is one other angle and aspect. We talked about how God doesn't tempt us, but there is temptation here. And it comes from the Greek word. Tempt also has this, it can also be translated test. Just like you want to test to see if something's strong or not, you'll bounce on it. In the gospel reading of John chapter 6, was a huge crowd coming, so Jesus turned to Philip and said, "Hey, where are we going to get enough food to feed all these people?" And Jesus, it says, already knew what he was going to do. He was just testing them.
I get it. Like God telling Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. He knew what he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted Abraham to know how strong he was.
Yeah, yeah. And it's through the testing of things that things get stronger. I remember being in high school, lifting. I wanted to be strong for wrestling and just wanted to, I wanted to have muscles rippling so the girls would ooh and ah over me. And yeah, it never worked. I actually lifted weights a lot, and I got to be really strong on that weight machine. A lot of guys who are in the football team going, "Whoa, you're doing that?" Because I didn't look like it. Well, the only way I got stronger and stronger was by testing my muscles, challenging them so they get stronger. That's what God also does with our faith. He lets us at times go with temptation so that he can pull us out so we'll be stronger. Just like, as you mentioned, Abraham.
When it comes to getting a home loan, homeowners all agree on one thing: get me the best deal. And the best way to get a great deal is to call the free service that makes finding a home loan easy.
I mean, about your lack of interest in fooling around these days.
No, Don, please. We've talked about this. Since the baby, I just haven't been in the mood. There's nothing I can do.
Well, there is now. I overheard some guys at the gym today talking about an amazing new all-natural supplement for women that boosts the female sex drive. And it really works. She's practically wearing him out.
Wow. Wow, sounds pretty powerful.
The majority of Americans are overweight. Excess carbs cause rapid weight gain and poor health. But now you can get in shape, look great, and lose weight. Guarantees you weight loss success first time, every time, without dieting or exercise.
Would you like to see your child use good manners every day? They will, with the help of an award-winning videotape now available only in this special offer.
Do you ever get the feeling you've misplaced your memory and you can't remember where you put it? I'm Dr. Kyle Smith. A poor memory can be embarrassing. In business, it can cost you money. I've spent my career studying brain function, and I've created an amazingly effective supplement. It's a unique supplement that enhances your natural brain chemistry to improve memory, focus, and concentration.
You know, when you hear these commercials, when you see commercials on TV...
There are a lot of them.
Oh, my gosh. And they're always tempting us to be bigger, faster, stronger, more beautiful.
Buy this new gadget.
Anything to make you more attractive, more powerful. And it's all going to the self and the ego so that we might be... Yeah, there are a lot of temptations. And that's why we pray, lead us not into temptation. And we're asking God also to guard us.
Protect us.
Shield us.
Help us.
You know, I remember you asking me once, and I've heard other people ask, and I've asked myself even, and so I'm asking you again, Cecilia. Okay, it's one thing to say God guards and protects us, but how does he guard and protect us? How does he help us?
He gives us his gifts, and there are many of them. It may not seem like it when we're right in the middle of the temptation, but first of all, he gives us his word.
His word, the Bible. Yeah, you know, when Jesus was tempted in the desert, when the devil said, jump down from this temple and the angels will guard and protect you, Jesus responded with the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't test the Lord your God. So one way is to be reading the Bible. And I know sometimes, and I know people, I've told them this, you know, read the Bible. What do you mean? I mean, read it. I mean, take an hour and read it. Because the more you read it, the more you'll retain it, and the more it will retain you.
Mm-hmm. And those verses can come to mind.
Again and again and again and again. Okay.
And then he gives us his sacraments. Baptism, Holy Communion. Going to Holy Communion. Taking the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Experiencing it right there.
We believe that he provides strength, also forgiveness with that sacrament, with the bread and the wine come his body and blood to strengthen our faith. And it's something I pray, Lord, I don't understand how this works, but you do, so work it. And I know I'm forgiven, strengthened, but there's also one other aspect with that, and that's unity with brothers and sisters around me.
That brings up something else. Friends that you can talk to.
Oh.
I am so thankful for the friends that I have. And I can say, I'm really being tempted today to buy this or that or to...
But that, again, takes a lot of strength and willingness to admit you have a weakness to a friend, to let them know, and to be willing to ask for guidance, help. But just to listen. And sometimes that's a pride thing. I know that's mine.
Yeah. But it sure does feel good when you can receive that help.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it does. Any other things come to mind?
I find, along with going to the Word of God, that music helps me.
I do too.
Yeah. Those hymns. You told me once when I was having trouble with a temptation, build a fence around that temptation and take the tempting thoughts, the tempting desires, and put them into that corral. Well, how do I build a fence with what? That's when I asked that question. And you said with the Bible, with music, with hymns, with other spiritual songs.
When I'm really depressed, there's a couple things I turn to. One, Dallas Holmes. Now, he's really old, but he had some real nice music that I relate to.
Oh, yes.
It can be anything, even more contemporary, like Toby Mac. Some of his music now in the modern is great.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you, too, if I'm just having a bummer of a day so I'm not wallowing it, sometimes I'll put on Herb Albert.
Hey.
There's trumpet. It just picks me up.
I'm an 80s kid.
So music is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm an 80s kid, so give me your good old 80s contemporary stuff. Or give me your good praise and worship music from church.
Now, you mentioned one other thing here that I do want to single out, because music is a good thing, the Word of God, but then you mentioned about the fence. With that comes a verse, 2 Corinthians 10, take every thought captive. And it literally means you're seizing it, capturing it, putting it into a prison. Take it captive, every thought. And if you're going to do that, that means you've got to put it in the corner. Well, no, it's going to come out and make me think again and again and again. Mm-hmm. No, say to that thought, no, you go back in that corner. I gave you thought already. I don't want to hear you anymore. Well, and it comes out and you do, nope. And you just keep putting it back in the fence. And you think of other things. Which leads me to one other thought. And I think I referred to this one other. It was in the other podcast, You're Not Alone. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, of good report, if they're admirable, think on these things. So if you're having some tempting thoughts, think of something else.
But then that thought also comes with a promise, does it not?
Which is?
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Trials or temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord.
Talk to him now. Tell him all your troubles. You know, he's gonna be there for you. You better be sure. Take it to him now.
He'll take and shield you. You will find your comfort there. Do your friends despise, forsake you? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield you. You will find your comfort there. Take it to my Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Great. Show's over. Where's that bag of M&Ms I had? Oh, there it is.
Mm. Cecilia, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Put the bag down.
Oh.
Now, put it down. Yeah. See, friends are here to help you in temptation.
But one handful of M&Ms isn't necessarily a temptation, is it?
For you it is. We've talked about that. You've talked with me about that before. And that's the thing. It isn't for everybody. For me, it wouldn't be, but that's why I'm not eating M&Ms in front of you. Oh, well, actually, my doctor's saying I should cut back on my sugar now, too. I guess I'm...
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the comforting thing of this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and lead us not into temptation. We do stumble and we fall, but that's why we prayed earlier, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our sins. Mm-hmm. And we want to immediately acknowledge that we're forgiving others as well, because we do live in a forgiven world, because we live in a fallen world. But that doesn't give us license to just give up and give in. God is there to help us through all our struggles. And in fact, Cecilia, you and I are here to help all our listeners through their struggles too.
Yes, we are.
So if you have one and want to share and talk about,
or need to talk about,
write us, please. And you can do so at
info,
I-N-F-O,
at not-alone.net.
And remember,
we are not alone.
I will lead the blind by the ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. Do come back again to room 4216.
Credits. An excerpt from Luther's Small Catechism. Copyright Concordia Publishing House, 1986. What a Friend We Have in Jesus, performed by Laurel Jean from her album 88 Keys to the Kingdom. Interlude musicians Terry Nord and Robert Vaughn.